You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
So yesterday, a big day as a 29-year-old woman from the United States became the first woman from the United States to ever circumnavigate the Earth on the water nonstop, solo. Okay, so that was a really big deal. And today is International Women's Day. It's pretty cool. And I came across a post of a woman in a conference, kind of in the crowd. Turns out it's our very own Brooke Lidgerwood, or Brooke Fraser, as you may know. And it was a snapshot of her out there. So she wanted to do a little statistic thing, right, which are kind of boring. But it's about 130 million girls are out of school worldwide. The thing is, girls' education is integral to virtually every aspect of ending extreme poverty. Okay, when girls receive a quality education, every area of their lives and communities benefit. Keeping girls in school supports economic growth, supports peace. Women who complete secondary education go on to make higher incomes with each additional year of schooling, boosting a girl's earnings as an adult by up to 20%. And one in three women around the world experience gender-based violence. One in three. Around the world. So when girls get in school, and that's a big deal, and there are some cultures that try to keep girls out of school. Girls around the world in poverty countries spend so much time gathering water. So when communities have fresh water available, boom, the girls are in school. Then, and again, changes everything. It's really pretty amazing. A lot of studies have been done on that. All of this publicity, you may be thinking, why are they always talking about girls got most basketball points or girls sailed around the world and all that stuff? Yeah, okay. But all that, see, what happens is you have young girls sitting at home looking at that person saying, they're like me. And now if they can do it, then I can do it. Okay. A lot of places around the world where they're forcibly restricted, which is very, very unfortunate. So keep them in prayer and keep the whole idea of it's interesting, isn't it? that something that simple, it has a rippling effect, if you will. Clean water, amazing. When women are involved in negotiations, the probability of a peace agreement lasting 2 years is increased by 20%.
Amen.
That's incredible. Amen. So check it out. Hashtag International Women's Day. Maybe that's your day today.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
Daylight savings time. I don't even know if somebody comes up to me one more time and goes, what do we set our clocks back? No, it's spring. And always, what season is it? That's where you always do with your clocks. It's no big deal, right? But I did have a buddy, kids, look out. May want to take some notes on this. My buddy told me that his kids had been asking him to go to an escape room, all right? So he locked them in their bedrooms with a rotary phone, analog TV, a remote control, and wrote instructions on how to escape in cursive. He said he hasn't heard from them in 3 days.
You got serious thrill issues, dude.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
They did something pretty unusual by anybody's standards, really, unless you lived in Mayberry. I'm talking about David Crowder and his family. So I knew that he had to practice his piano lessons while the other kids were playing outside. And he grew up, he was born in Texarkana, which is an interesting town because and there's a few towns like that in the country. One's in Texas and one's in Arkansas. He said, I had the benefit of being born on the Texas side. So, by the grace of God, I got into Texas. He kind of like that. But I just wondered, I want to ask him if anybody's ever seen him in the last how many years without a beard. It's pretty amazing. But and I knew he was, you know, it's kids outside playing. You can hear him playing and everything. He had to stay inside and play the piano. But David explains something that the family did. It's pretty neat.
One of those things where we would, you know, after we'd eat dinner together. And then afterwards we'd all sit around the table. My dad would read Bible stories. There was a series of of books that were, they were blue, and they were called, they just titled Bible stories. And he would, you know, start at the beginning of the first one, and we'd go through the whole series, and then he'd start back over, and that was just what we did. Every night we'd eat dinner together, and then he'd read from the blue books. And I loved it. It was the best when we'd have friends like stay over, and they don't know what to expect. One, we're eating dinner as a family. That's weird. And then two, afterwards, all of a sudden, it's like, wait, what's going on? We don't get to go play yet? It's like, no, we're going to read Bible stories together. So that was pretty cool. My friends wound up, you know, after freaking out about it, they were like, man, this is like the coolest environment ever. And I would agree with them. It was really amazing.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
He's really quite a chatterbox.
The Sound of Life.
I wanted to tell you about something that's really cool. I came across this because it happened a couple of years ago. The Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. Not last time they won it, the year before. It was an interesting situation. It was a situation that football teams get into because they have a clock. And it was unlike this year where they needed to score to win. It, 2 years ago, they needed to hold on to the ball. What? They had enough points and the clock was running out. But, you know, if you give the ball to the other team because you punt the ball or even score a touchdown, you're giving the other team the ball, then you don't want to do that for some reason. But anyway, so with this in mind, running back, the man who gets the ball and faces the entire team, who's usually a pretty fast runner, his name is Jerick McKinnon. And he took off, and, you know, here he has running, and he's got a touchdown. He's looking right at a touchdown, and he's thinking, ever since I was six and put on a helmet and pads, I've dreamed about this moment, scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl. I mean, that is a rare feat, and it may never come again. And for the rest of my life, I can tell my kids and my grandkids and, you know, the people at the diner, yeah, I scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's almost up there with walking on the moon. Not quite, but it's pretty close. And there's like under a minute left in the game, and he's wide open. He's looking right at it. He can crawl in it practically. I'm sorry. Get excited about it because there's a photograph that I'm – photographer took of him a yard and a half for, and he's doing something very interesting. He's sliding down on the ground, so he will be not scoring this touchdown. He will be keeping the ball for the team. What? Yeah. He gave up. He sacrificed all of that. That's a lot. Just for the team, to give his team a better chance to score. And that's a pretty big sacrifice when sacrifice is coming. And the person who posted this, rightly so, said that photograph should be in every locker room in this country.
Excellent!
Yeah, it should be. Maybe it will be.
Starting your day with a smile. It's the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
So I got to share this again. This is so cool because Emily Dickinson was a big time poet, and, you know, kind of contrast how much I hated poetry when I was in school, and boy, did I miss out on opportunities there. That's amazing. Well, Emily Dickinson used what is known as the common meter in her poetry, and what that does is it enables someone like me to sing pretty much all of her poems to the tune of Gilligan's Island. Don't believe me? You might want to pull over for this one, okay? Just very shortly. I have to kind of get into the rhythm. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality.
Cut that out. What's it all about? Okay.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.